We're here for another edition of the Outlook series, and I'm your host, Mike Lippis. Being well connected and having visibility into all your assets, people, and processes at all times is crucial to having an integrated, productive, profitable, and compliant supply chain. Leading companies are leveraging forward-thinking fulfillment strategies to keep up with the growth of the on-demand economy. Augmenting workers with technology is cited as the best way to introduce automation into the warehouse. To gain a competitive edge, look for a mobile computing, scanning, and printing solution which connects each operational area in your warehouse to give you the agility to realize transformational gains. Now joining us to discuss warehouse modernization is Darren Coffer. Darren is a product portfolio management director of warehouse solutions at Zebra Technologies. Darren Coffer, welcome to the Outlook series.
Michael, thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to you guys a little bit about Zebra Technologies and the opportunities that face our customers in improving their delivery mechanisms in this on-demand economy.
All right. Now, what changes are driving warehouse modernization?
So, Michael, I would say first and foremost, it's the growth in e-commerce, and has led to dramatic rises in the volume and velocity of orders. Think about today, where we're online and we want to place an order in our own personal life, and now the expectation is not that delivery comes to our home in multiple days or a week, but it's hours, and that's really forcing organizations to have to expand warehouse sizes, increase the labor pools, and kind of rethink their fulfillment strategies. And with these new fulfillment strategies, including implementing, some levels of automation and optimizing labor with new mobile technologies at the edge. What they lack is an operational model to help them build their modernized warehouses. And that's where Zebra kind of comes in here with our thought leadership. And I would say lastly here, while desiring to be more data-driven in the future, corporations and warehouse leaders are currently investing in what I would say short-term new solutions. And then also in services to address the demand for fast-paced and agile fulfillment for the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do operations need to evolve to meet today's new demands?
Yeah, another great question. I would say, first it has to start with prioritizing the starts with identifying key pain points and the biggest opportunities to increase their productivity, accuracy, and efficiency. Need to reimagine and rethink how they through the supply chain, and that transformation outlook needs to look at every aspect of their business. And every warehouse is unique; it's influenced by the type of facilities, the industry, the velocity, the size, the growth trajectories, and what workflows are needed. And then each warehouse workflow really often, like I said, holds a unique response to this transformation and really determine what investments are needed.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that Windows technology is built to overcome the evolving industry challenges firms face?
Well, I would say no. I mean, the reality is, Windows mobile technology and Microsoft has kind of divested in the mobile architecture. And mobile technology, I mean, that was really the Windows mobile technology was really developed long before e-commerce existed, and it's not able to respond to the evolving market demands. Windows OS and applications are really not optimized for today's user expectations, with millennials now taking a more predominant foothold in the workspace. Is that comfort level that users have in a graphical-rich environment. And it's the same environment that they want to leverage in their own personal life to take that to the work front, right? The ability to have, more graphical-rich experience, to be able to be pinch and zoom and manipulate through applications, using a finger versus a stylus. Mm-hmm. The legacy Windows UI just doesn't cut it, and it takes longer to train associates, on an older Windows UI than an Android. And I think then also it's around OS security. I mean, that's really a hot button for IT managers. The longer they wait to migrate from the classic Windows OS and mobile devices, it really does put their operations at greater risk for incurring security breaches.
So, Darren, what is a good strategy for modernizing mobile technology?
So, Michael, I think it's really a multiple tenant approach. I think first it has to start with getting out and visiting customers in their warehouses, in their facilities. It's really best to understand the needs of their business and their modernization objectives. I think what it makes sense to do is also for us, as we get involved with customers, understanding their environment is, we have a large team of Zebra subject matter experts that have vertical experience. We can, engage with customers, do a walkthrough through their facilities, kind of what's the day in the life of their warehouse workers and provide a mobility assessment of their operations and recommendations, as trusted advisors do, right? And then I think as we go through the mobility assessment, then we look at the application. Customers have their own, WMS or manufacturing management systems, ERP systems. We have a really great relationships and working knowledge for all the large companies that provide those solutions and to very small independent software vendors that create, very specific applications. And I say, it's engaging with that ecosystem of software partners to help understand, where are some of the technology trends going as it relates to applications and the improvements the applications can bring, and then help our customers to understand what those migration hurdles are. In doing so, it allow our customers to take full advantage of the wide range of our latest Android offerings from a mobile computing portfolio. And then I think, as we get through the application piece, then it's now educating our customers on, what are those new mobile solutions that Zebra brings to market that will help our customers, overcome the e-commerce and workforce challenges they have. And doing so, highlighting the differentiated value and benefits that our portfolio and our strategy provides that really will help our customers in their operations and allow them to compete more efficiently and effectively, again, in today's on-demand economy.
Now, why should firms change their mobile warehouse technology?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. I mean, if you look today, the industry has been anchored around a Windows mobile environment. Microsoft, as I mentioned, I think earlier on, is opting out of that space. Android is the dominant, OS and application environment. And in reality, the availability of devices, markets align to when Microsoft, ceasing their extended support, which is for CE7, which is the predominant OS version, is in April of 2021. So there's not a lot of windshield time ahead of us, in the world of technology. Customers really have to already have a mobility strategy around Android, really due to the availability or the pending unavailability of devices. So in reality, warehouse decision makers really fear the day-to-day disruption. What they don't realize is that these yesterday devices just weren't made for today's pressures of the on-demand economy. And clinging to Windows will only strain and constrict their business operations and impact productivity and efficiency and their overall competitiveness. So, maintain a stable operation while setting up their business to handle the current and future challenges, customers will need to modernize the warehouse mobile technology. And Zebra's made a significant investment and continues to make significant investments in evolving and refreshing and modernizing our portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you make the case for firms leveraging Zebra's next-gen warehouse portfolio?
Yeah, and Michael, it's just not about hardware, right? It's the entire solution. And that solution includes not only just the device, it's the accessory ecosystem, it's the software. Now, even though Zebra doesn't necessarily provide the vertical applications, we do provide software value-added tools and utilities to improve the application experience. And that's where Zebra, I think, is uniquely positioned with a broad and deep portfolio of solutions, both hardware and software, that allows for maximum flexibility that really can be tailored to a customer's unique warehouse requirements. We offer the widest range of Android devices, really optimized for, many different use cases. And again, we're specifically talking today about warehouse and manufacturing shop floor. And we've been the trusted leader in warehousing solutions, over the last many, many years, and have had a high market share position relative to that. And as I mentioned earlier, we continue to invest across our product portfolio to bring not only the latest technology and innovative features and differentiated solutions across, you know, multiple use cases, you know, within the warehouse that really drives, you know, increased operational efficiency and effectiveness across the enterprise. And I think at the cornerstone of our strategy is really around our mobility DNA software. These are the tools, utilities that are optimized for the application experience that sits on top of the core Android OS. And that's really, when I look at and I speak to customers about, you know, why they've elected to opt to go with Zebra, it's really all about the value adds that we have in our software. And in combination with those tools and utilities, it really comes down to, you know, providing a safe and secure environment over the deployment lifecycle of their solutions. And it's our exclusive built-in security, what we call our Android lifeguard strategy, with our mobility extensions that really provides the ability to safely stage, provision, enable applications in a safe, secure environment over a customer's deployment lifecycle, which could be, in many cases, up to 10 years in terms of that investment.
Now, what can be done to improve warehouse productivity?
Yeah, that's a kind of a very open, generic question. But I would say, at a high level, you know, companies really need to evaluate their workflows and application environments and see where they need to address areas within their operations that can be improved with technology. I mean, even today in this, you know, highly technical world we live in, I still find customers still working on pad and paper. That's kind of low-hanging fruit that we can help those customers be productive right out of the gate. But as companies get more, you know, technology savvy and have deployed mobility across their enterprise, you know, you really have to work hard in understanding just where those benefits can be and then determine, you know, what's the most effective and efficient way to address those opportunities. But again, you know, Zebra really brings improved mobile technology at the edge better than anyone else to enable today's and tomorrow's applications. And I would just add a thing. Warehouses really can see an immediate drop in training times and a significant jump in workflows by really modernizing their workers on today's, you know, Android mobile technology.
You know, when it comes to fulfillment, how can firms get a competitive edge?
Again, you know, very similar to the prior question, but companies really need to evaluate their workflows and their business process to determine opportunities within their operations to which efficiencies can be identified. I think they need to inventory and evaluate their software applications. And are there opportunities to enhance? The reality is, if you look at warehouse industry, probably 70 to 75% of the mobile applications, kind of at the edge, are still based upon a 1980s, IBM AS400 terminal emulation technology. And then there's now, obviously, much improvements in terms of applications that are available to customers to give them ever-increasing levels of, end-user productivity benefits, moving to maybe more native or even browser-based applications where they'll have more flexibility in the user interface that drives not only better experience at the edge, but more efficient way of interacting with their applications by their users.
Is Zebra doing anything to help firms accommodate peak seasons and temporary workers?
Yeah. It's the power of the Android operating system over the Windows operating system that really helps do that. Again, as I said before, we're all accustomed to our smartphones and the interface there, which is basically graphical-rich interface, all touch. Now we're bringing that experience coupled with the enterprise value add, you know, as mentioned, about security, about staging, provisioning, and management devices. We're bringing all that experience into Zebra's Android portfolio, which helps to onboard workers faster, reduction of training time, giving younger workers, you know, the modern, friendly user experience they want. I also believe that even in the terminal emulation environment, which is generally that green screen environment, with our all-touch TE interface, we now allow customers to migrate from generally, keyboard-based function key interface into an all-touch environment with a really strong graphical interface. And that really helps to increase item-level picking because it's more intuitive. You can provide now more visual instructions. So it really helps to reduce the ramp time that companies have in hiring, new workers, onboarding, and seasonal workers.
Hmm. Now, when it comes to speed and accuracy, what can Zebra's Android portfolio deliver?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's the power of the portfolio. In today's new mobile architectures, the power of these chipsets and the memory architecture, the improvements in the Wi-Fi subsystems, improvements in battery management and having longer life batteries, better, more vibrant, more responsive displays, more ergonomic form factors, really helps to increase the overall performance of the workers in the field, improving accuracy and speed. But, increasing app performance, is really thanks to, to our new architectures that we have in our devices, which have, again, more memory and, octa-core processors in our form factors, which are really optimized for particular use cases. Really helps the workers to reduce errors and increase the speed of tasks by removing the need to maybe hit multiple keys for one entry, simply tap, swipe, and move on to the next application. Reduced cycle times can be had with higher resolution cameras that can provide documentation for proof of condition for incoming and outgoing shipments. We're really, Zebra's at the core has been a data capture company. Our scan engines and data capture appliances are the best in the industry. And, having the ability to, pull the trigger or push a button to fastly receive a barcode, decode it, and then provide, the response back to the user in the application in a very fast, succinct way really allows for, productivity to be had at the edge. In a warehouse, it's all about connectivity to the back-end infrastructure. Having, optimized Wi-Fi subsystems for roaming allows users to remain connected to their applications without having to re-authenticate, which does impact productivity. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it, as I mentioned before, comes down to these innovative new form factors like our wearables, our WT6000, our TC8300, which is a revolutionary, mobile computer that helps to minimize the tilting of the wrist, stopping and having to key in into the application maybe with two hands. Now the workers with a TC8300 can look through the screen, continue to walk, reduce their dwell time, one-handed operation, and every second counts in terms of a picking process. So, there's a combination of hardware, software, ergonomics, and features that really help improve user speed and accuracy at the point of pick.
Mm. Now, can you share any specifics that demonstrate Zebra's leadership in enterprise Android?
Well, I'll share just a couple like facts and figures that'll help help the listeners here just understand the scale of the business. I would say, number one, first and foremost, we're the market leader. Since we've invested in the Android strategy, and moved to Android across the portfolio, we have well over 3 million rugged Android devices deployed globally across multiple use cases and verticals and segments. So that puts us at number one share there. I think overall, I would say, we're the lead across markets and regions in mobile computing. We have, over 67% share of the overall rugged market, again, which puts us at number one.
All right. Now, how wide is Zebra's rugged Android device offering?
Yeah, Zebra actually has the widest and most diverse, broadest Android portfolio in the industry. If you look across our segments, which cover retail, field mobility, warehouse manufacturing, shop floor, across form factors, handheld, wearables, tablets, fixed mount computers, we have well over 30 different product families, but specifically in warehouse, about 20 product families that are dedicated to Android. And like I said, the devices vary from handhelds to wearables to vehicle mounts to tablets, different communication protocol options, whether it's cellular enabled, voice and data, wireless LAN, Bluetooth, across all that spectrum. Really allows ourselves, as we have discussions with customers and really as trusted advisors, help them with their mobility strategy at the edge. Again, because of our wide and deep portfolio, we can actually provide customers a multitude of options, and then we can talk through, you know, the pros and cons in their environment of each option to help them, zone in on what's the most appropriate device for them. And that's, I call that the power of the portfolio, Michael.
Now, what is mobility DNA?
Yeah, so what mobility DNA is really a set of Zebra tools and software that helps ensure enterprises really get the most value of their Zebra devices. Enterprises can use the tools to help accelerate device rollouts, application creation, to also help to improve the user experience around the vertical apps they deploy. So we have tools that help improve the keypad experience or data entry experience, the scanning experience, the voice communication and collaboration experience. And really, mobility DNA really can help users do more from the start by configuring the collaboration of data tools built in each of our devices. Because our devices, for the most part, are multimodal, multifunctional, voice and data. And within mobility DNA, we have our lifeguard strategy, which allows enterprises to protect themselves, within the network, safeguards against security issues and critical vulnerabilities that could occur.
Now, how can mobility DNA enhance productivity?
So, mobility DNA really gives mobile computers more enterprise capabilities with businesses and productivity tools customized to each worker needs. This makes their jobs easier and empowers them to accomplish faster tasks with greater levels of proficiency and productivity. And since it's all built around the same user-friendly Android interface, training and adoption times are shorter, which in turn boosts operational efficiency. And I think really how we differentiate against our competitors is that we have a platform approach, which is not only hardware, it's software, and that platform approach scales across the multitude of devices within our portfolio. So as customers look to deploy solutions, say, on the shop floor, in the warehouse, by their solutions around their mobile managers that want to have to manage a labor force, deploy solutions, on the retail store floor or out in the field, they have a common set of tools, utilities, software BSP, life cycle of products, and really allows customers to act and operate more efficiently. So you deploy once and run everywhere. And that really allows for deeper levels of scalability and improve layers of management, and actually reduces the level of activity required to manage and deploy applications across their enterprise.
And now Android OS support ends in 3 years. Can Zebra extend support beyond that?
Oh, most definitely. And if you look across, enterprise customers, when they're making investments in a warehouse, those investments they're expecting to last, could be 5, 6, 8 years. I mean, we have customers that deploy technology and leverage that asset. Could be up to 10 years. So the answer is yes. So with Zebra's lifeguard for Android, we extend the life cycle of Zebra Android devices. Could be, as I mentioned, up to 10 years. Generally, devices are a 5-year production life cycle and 5 years of post-production support. And you can really effectively have a bumper-to-bumper, Zebra warranty against hardware, software, break-fix, for the full life cycle at deployment. And Lifeguard really closes that gap as it relates to, OS support by adding, years of security to match the full enterprise hardware life cycle.
All right. Now, the terminal emulation green screen is pretty old. Is there a more modern interface available?
So yeah, like I think I said earlier on, it's TE is a 1980s green screen technology, but there has been many advances in improving that interface, especially in an Android environment. So, terminal emulation vendors like an Avanti or Staylink, or just two that we work with together, have created these graphical user interfaces with that leverage the rich Android-ready experience for their clients. Avanti's all-touch TE client comes pre-licensed and pre-loaded on a multitude of Zebra warehouse Android devices. So out of the box, when a customer deploys that device, you get the device staged and provisioned, and you're ready to start working without having to load up and pay for a secondary license. Solution providers have created modern GUIs to enhance the overall experience and productivity as an option to TE, actually. Now we're seeing more and more, native applications or browser-based applications, gaining in popularity as customers look to create user experiences that take full advantage of the power and performance and the enhanced capabilities of our new, modern Android devices.
Now, how long does it take to migrate mobile apps, and can the risk be removed?
Yeah, so, it actually can be removed. So, again, I'll give you just an example. So today we have new products in our portfolio. We call them the MC93 and, say, the TC83. MC93, that's our uber-rugged, fit-for-purpose a device for the warehouse that has a physical keyboard versus, say, a TC8300, which is an all-touch device, also optimized for the warehouse. And how do we remove that risk? Well, from an emulation client is built into both those devices, and you have the option of operating in a green screen mode on the on the MC93 or evolving and migrating your user interface to an all-touch interface. On a TC83, there's no key, so it's an all-touch interface. You need to migrate, to an all-touch environment right away. But because we have two different devices that have different user interfaces, customers can decide to either opt in right away to an all-touch and get into modernizing their application, or in the case of the MC93, they can leverage the keyboard interface, something that they're familiar with and accustomed to, and then over time could add functionality, capabilities, and migrate over time. The choice really is up to the customer. And again, like I said, power of our wide and broad portfolio is it's all about choices. Mm. Depending upon where a customer is in their application migration activities will determine which is their best choice. But in reality, someone can move from the classic Microsoft environment to an Android all-touch environment or just an Android environment either in a few days or a few weeks to a few months. It really depends on the application being migrated and then the resources available to help rewrite or reimagine your applications. Mm-hmm.
Can you share a use case with our audience?
Yes. I mean, there's multiple use cases. So if you're looking in warehouse and distribution as an example, generally the use cases around picking, put away, replenishment, receiving, cross-dock activities, inventory management, quality control, inspections, audits. Those are generally the top applications kind of that we would see in a traditional warehousing environment today.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you like to add anything to our discussion before we wrap up for today?
Like I would say, in closing, that no other manufacturer of mobile technology for enterprise, I think, is better positioned to help customers transition from legacy operating system-based devices to these new, highly optimized Android OS solutions, which will allow our customers to modernize their operation and be best positioned and to best position them in this new on-demand economy. Zebra has, again, I think the industry's most comprehensive portfolio, offering a wide array of the latest Android devices, from handhelds to wearables to vehicle mounts to tablets. We have a wide ecosystem of vertically designed accessories, designed to improve backroom management and to enable the specific applications. I think coupled with the Mobility DNA software that I talked about before, which provides customers with enterprise-grade security for simplified, integrated, and more secure solutions. With our LifeGuard, which allows for that peace of mind, which extends the enterprise mobile computing lifecycle and provides really the industry's best Android security support to the industry. These are all, I would say, key tenets, our value props, if you will, and the way we differentiate and really draws customers as they're thinking about, taking their operations into the 21st century, at the edge, and Zebra's really best positioned to help them do that.
All right, Darren, now where can our audience get more information on Zebra's warehouse modernization solutions?
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, hit our website, www.zebra.com/mobile-computers. There's a wide array of information regarding, how to modernize your warehouse, the Android modernization activities. There's tools, utilities, or sales enablement tools on our website, white papers, technical briefs, use cases. And we also have pre-recorded webinars and videos. So, again, I would hop on to zebra.com/mobile-computers.
All right, Darren, hey, I certainly appreciate you joining us here today and wish you the best of luck with your endeavors over there at Zebra Technologies.
Yes, Michael, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and go Zebra.
Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to log on to the Outlook Series site for your business and technology news.